Aquesta nova etapa que els catalans han decidit obrir serà una etapa per totes i per tots els catalans.
This is Filling the Sink, a podcast from Catalan News. And what you just heard is the candidate from the Catalan Socialist Party, Salvador Illa, after his party won the Catalan election last night. This new era is for all Catalans, whatever they think or whichever language they speak, and I am announcing my will to lead the next Catalan government. This is Lea Bilaiva, your host. It's the morning after, and Catalonia held its early election just yesterday on Sunday, May 12th, where people went to their polling stations to make their voices heard and choose the 135 MPs who will make up the next Catalan parliament. The results showed a win for the Catalan Socialist Party and a huge blow to the pro-independence left-wing Esquerra Republicana, but also yet another hung parliament, as no one party has won enough seats to form a majority. So the question is, who will govern Catalonia for the next 4 years, and what's in store for us? Joining me today, bright and early, to break down the election results is Gerard the Sketch Folk. Good morning, Gerard.
Good morning, Lea. I would say early, but I'm not sure about the bright part. It was a long, long night.
It was a very long night. And before we get into the nitty-gritty, what are the four headlines that you would write this morning about yesterday's election result?
Well, definitely, as you mentioned, the Socialists, the PSC, the party led by Salvador Illa, the former Spanish health minister, who won a Catalan election in the number of seats and in the number of votes for the first time since 2006. Let's remember that in 2021, the Socialist and Pro-Independence Esquerra tied in the number of seats, and now, as you mentioned, PSC has 42 seats. So that's kind of a big win. They won a lot of new representatives. But also talking about the other side, Esquerra, which was the solo governing party until this, well, until now, they lost a lot of votes. Vote-wise, they were the biggest loser of the night. In fact, they started the night saying it's not going to be a great night. And
yeah, they said it already before the polling stations closed.
Exactly. So as you can see, they were already forecasting a huge loss in the number of votes. But on another level, we had the party that gained the most votes, which is the People's Party, the Conservative People's Party. They were the last force in the Catalan parliament in the last election, with only 3 representatives. And now they made a huge comeback with 15 seats in the Catalan chamber. So as you can see, they increased by 12 representatives what they had in the past.
Yeah, and it means actually that they are now the fourth force in the Catalan parliament.
Yeah, and in fact, they are the first party in the right-wing unionist side because they surpassed far-right Vox, which in the last election got 11 seats. And in this year's election, they also got 11 representatives in the chamber. But the People's Party surpassed Vox, which was one of their challenges for this year's election.
I see. And what about the left-wing parties in general?
Well, they lost big. They lost CUP, the pro-independence far-left CUP, and Comuns Sumar. They lost representatives in the Catalan chamber. Well, for example, far-left pro-independence CUP lost half of their votes and half of their representatives. For example, Comuns Sumar only lost 2. So as you can imagine, the main winners would be the Socialist and Junts, which increased between 9 and 3 representatives each party.
That's interesting. And as we have mentioned already, the independence movement also didn't have such a spectacular night that they had in 2021 and before that.
Yeah, exactly. In 2021, the pro-independence parties, Esquerra, Junts, the CUP, they had 52% of the votes in the whole parliament, and they call it the legislature of the 52% because they wanted to strengthen the independence push and call for a referendum. But in yesterday's election, in 2024, Esquerra, Junts, CUP, they don't have enough votes to reach an absolute majority. And in fact, even if they include for the first time the Catalan far-right, Alianza Catalana, which entered parliament for the first time ever in yesterday's vote with 2 seats, they will still not get an absolute majority. And let's consider far-right Alianza Catalana. It's a very difficult situation for far-left CUP to agree on something.
To join forces with them. Yeah, and we also have to remember that the pro-independence parties, they formed a pact during the campaign stating that they would not negotiate with the far right in under no circumstance. So let's see how everything goes with the independence parties this time. And looking away from the independence parties, we have the Ciudadanos. So how did they do this time around?
Well, Ciudadanos, a liberal party, a unionist liberal party, topped the polls in 2017. And in 2021, they only got 6 representatives, but they lost all representatives in yesterday's election. So now they don't have any representation in the Catalan parliament. They have been wiped out. However, Carlos Carrizosa, their leader, has already announced that they will continue to fight and they will continue to run in the Catalan election. But before Ciudadanos, I would say that one of the huge headlines yesterday were not on the political landscape, it was on the social landscape, because Rodalia's commuter train service was heavily disrupted. In fact, there were no trains coming in or leaving Barcelona because of a copper theft in Montcada y Bifurcació here north of Barcelona, that made the complete Rodalies network across Catalonia blacked out. So that was one of the most important pressing topics yesterday during the vote. And in fact, some parties such as Esquerra, Junts and CUP asked for the Electoral College to expand and to extend the voting timetable. However, that was rejected.
Mm-hmm. So voting stations ended up closing as normal at 8 p.m.
Exactly. And in fact, turnout, which is what they claim it was affected because of the Rodalies disruption, increased by 6 percentage points compared to 2021 after all.
Yeah, but we still have to note that it's the fourth worst voter turnout in history, and a full 42% of voters actually stayed home this time.
Exactly, and we are comparing the data to 2021. Let's remember, COVID-19 pandemic, the election took place amid the pandemic with people with COVID-positive voters voting during the last hour. So in fact, it was a huge difference. And compared to 2017, in the peak of the independence push, there was a historic turnout. So obviously, we need to go back until 2015 to have a little bit of similar data to compare to.
I see. Well, for now, let's go a couple of hours back, grab some coffee, and hear what all the different candidates said. So we, of course, already heard from Salvador Illa at the beginning of this episode, but let's hear how the news was celebrated in the pro-independence Junts camp.
És evident que hi ha hagut una mobilització de l'electorat unionista com a conseqüència.
So as you can see, Carles Puigdemont, the candidate for Junts, said that there has been a huge mobilization in the unionist side, while a significant part of the pro-independence voters did not mobilize to vote and instead opted for not voting and abstaining.
Yeah, and you can actually see in the statistics that the voter turnout was bigger among unionist voters, whereas in independence voters, it was a lot lower. And one of the big losers that we mentioned before was Esquerra Republicana. Let's hear what they said.
Esquerra Republicana, assumirem la voluntat de la ciutadania i per tant treballarem.
So that's Pere Aragonès, the Esquerra candidate and who was the Catalan president up to now. And he said that Esquerra accepted the results of the citizens, the will of the people, and that they would continue to work in their political project from what they said, the ciutadania, the citizens, voted them to be part of the opposition. So they said that they will continue as an opposition party, and they kind of rule out forming a coalition government with another party, which in this case, we will talk about it a little bit later, it could be the Socialist and Comuns Sumar, because those three parties, a left-wing party, will reach an absolute majority of 68, the threshold. However, we'll have to wait and see what Esquerra does.
We will have to wait and see what the party does.
Yeah, exactly.
Hemos logrado todos nuestros objetivos.
And on the other side, we have the Conservative People's Party, the big winners of the night, leaving socialists aside because the People's Party won big. And they even said, we've reached all of our goals. We have been the party that grows most in Catalonia in the number of seats and in the number of votes counted. So that's what Alejandro Fernández, the candidate for the People's Party, said. And he even said that they have made it possible for the independence movement and for pro-independence parties not to add up in Catalonia, because, and he even said that the Catalans have put an end to the independence push by voting in the ballots.
Gracias, catalanes. Gracias, Catalunya.
and the one that was surpassed by the People's Party but had the same exact number of seats in the last as the last election was Vox, far-right party Vox, who thanked Catalans for making sure that Vox stays in the Catalan parliament to continue to work, and that's what Ignacio Garriga, the Vox candidate, said, for the love of our small country.
This is Jessica Albiach from the left-wing Comuns Sumar coalition, who in her speech said that the voter turnout has been lower than what they have hoped for, and it's something that they should really reflect upon.
Yeah, and that's kind of similar to what far-left pro-independence group, the party, said regarding their results.
El panorama que queda amb aquests resultats que hem vist no és bo, no només per la CUP.
That's Laia Estrada, the CUP candidate, saying that the, neither for CUP nor for Catalonia it was a good result. And in fact, CUP says that now Catalonia has a more right-wing and pro-unionist parliament than we ever had.
And on the other side of the spectrum, we also heard from Aliança Catalana, the far-right pro-independence party that gained 2 seats.
Yeah, exactly. Aliança Catalana is led by Silvio Riols, Ripoll mayor in northern Catalonia.
Intentarem pressionar i condicionar al màxim les polítiques que es puguin exercir.
Aliança Catalana's candidate, Silvio Riols, said that they will try to push forward policies in the parliament that will benefit Catalans as strongly as they can.
And we have now heard from all the different parties, but the question is, who will govern Gerard? Because there needs to be found a majority of 68 seats to govern.
Now it's very early in the morning, very few hours of sleep, and now you're making me add maths and numbers like I'm a journalist. But more or less, let's talk about it. So yeah, the threshold in the Catalan parliament of 135 MPs stands at 68. So far, there are very few possible scenarios for future Catalan presidents. The biggest, most obvious, let's call it, is left-wing coalition between the socialists with 42 seats, Esquerra with 20 seats, and Comuns Sumar with 6 seats. That will add up 68 exactly, so reaching the minimum of the absolute majority, so a little bit difficult for them to have a peaceful long term during the next 4 years, but that's a possibility. And there is another possible scenario, which could be the socialists with Junts, the sociovergència. However, let's take in mind that Junts, with 35 seats, 7 less than the socialists, with Carles Puigdemont as their leader, is a little bit unlikely that they will vote or they will form a coalition with the socialists.
Yeah, because during the campaign, both parties have even said that they are very much against working together in the next parliament.
Exactly. And then if the pro-independence parties want to continue ruling in the Catalan parliament, it's a little bit more complicated than that because, as we mentioned before, they don't have enough seats to reach an absolute majority. So they would have to do a deal between pro-independence parties for a coalition government and hope and pray and I don't know what else for the other parties, the unionist parties, to abstain, at least the socialist, and while the other parties, Vox, People's Party, will vote against it. However, that's very unlikely. And there's also another, a little bit unlikely scenario, which would be the socialists backed by the People's Party and far-right Vox.
I see.
They would reach an absolute majority of 68 seats as well. However, it's also a little bit difficult to see the socialists reaching a deal with the far-right.
Yeah, particularly because they ideologically have absolutely nothing in common, so that would be a very unlikely couple. But I guess if they decide to go against the independence parties, then that would be a possibility.
Yeah, exactly. But if you want to play and check a little bit our numbers, and if you're tired of listening us speaking, check our How to Pactometer guide in our website, catalannews.com, because we have a very useful tool that I've been using now. You just need to click the key to toggle parties, and you will be able to know if they reach a majority or not.
It will do all the math for you. You don't even have to think about that. All right, so we're talking about like how to find a majority, this majority of 68 seats. But what will happen if no majority coalition is found?
So at least we'll start knowing a little bit before or after June 10th. That's the deadline for the Catalan parliament to be sworn in. We'll have the 135 new MPs being sworn in the Catalan chamber. But from that day, the deadline to have a Catalan president will start. However, it depends on how coalition and deals go. Because obviously, if they reach a deal with an absolute majority, if whenever they vote, they would have an absolute majority, the candidate will be named Catalan president. But that's an important however that we take in mind, is that if they don't have an absolute majority, they have a second chance, 48 hours of the first vote, for a simple majority. That means more yeses than noes. And that would be okay to abstain for some parties, and the candidate will just need more yeses than noes. So that's another possibility for the candidate to become president.
You mentioned the 10th of June.
Yeah, exactly. That's the deadline for the Catalan parliament to be sworn in, but not for the Catalan president to be named president. In fact, from that day, there will be a couple of weeks until June 25th, when they will be able to, at least that will be the last day for the investiture debate to take place. If the first vote on June 25th doesn't have an absolute majority, there will be a second chance 28 hours later. If that vote is unsuccessful again, that will mean that the two-month deadline to name a Catalan president had started. That will mean that 25th of August will be the last day to name a Catalan president. If we don't have a Catalan president by then, we're just going to the polls again.
Well, and let's hope that doesn't happen, because there have been many, many elections lately, and we also have another EU election coming up very soon.
Yeah, exactly, in just a couple of weeks. And if the Catalan election needs to be repeated, that would be in October.
In October of 2024. Okay. All right, well, we have covered the elections, and we will continue to cover everything that will take place in the coming weeks. So please go to CatalanNews.com or follow us on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and now TikTok with yours truly, to get all the latest political news from Catalonia. And now it's time for the Catalan phrase of the week. What is it this time?
Colza a colza.
Colza a colza. What does that mean?
A literal translation would be elbow to elbow, but it would be translated to arm in arm.
Okay, so that means that all the political parties that have just been voted in, they have to go arm in arm to find solutions and find new coalitions.
Exactly. Colza a colza.
Colza a colza. And that's all we have time for today. Thank you so much for listening. Please do subscribe to Filling the Sink wherever you get your podcast, if you haven't already. Thanks again to you, Gerard, for getting up bright and early with me to talk about the election results.
It's a pleasure. I'll go back to sleep now.
And since this episode is out early, there will be no new episode on the Saturday to come. So I will encourage you to listen to one of our previous episodes. And we will be back again on Saturday 25th with another episode of Filling the Sink. On behalf of the team here at Catalan News, I'm once again Lea Belaiva, wishing you a great week. Fins aviat. I adeu.